Okay, while we're getting ready, I'm going to read the prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Damcher Palge, also known as Frank Lake. Mary Elizabeth Balcom. Joe Bertha, Gwen Bowen, Deirdre Frank, Mary Beth Park, Jaden Sharp, Kami Tsering, Lumina the Fish, and Pokey the Dog. Job Search, John Pell, James Lillig, Roseanne Barona, Sarai. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities. May the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Marcy Belisle, Carolyn Burns, Helen C., Lilo Cardarelli, Beth Cruz, Walker Doherty, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Richard First, Sean McGarity and family, Mildred Gooch, Margaret Grolemond and her daughter, Nikki and family, Pema Hart, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Katie, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Richard Cable, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Zen Lee and her father, R.M., Mark Bella and Hazel, Sean McGarity, Tom McGinnity, Sarah Miller, Patrick Nagatani, Jeff Neblett, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Lindsay Piatti, Aunt Polly, Brent Richardson, Eileen Rubin and family, family of Pudika, Chathrangani, Ruan Paratirana, Dr. Albert Sants, David Schenk, Rosemary Cease, Jaden Sharp's mother, Andre Smith, Michael Smith, The Will Foundation, Losam Topton, Dion Washington, Dorothy Wordis, and Dorje and Kadro the Pigs. I guess we might as well get started on the praises to the 21 Tars on the green sheets. Sometimes Geshe-la comes early, so. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord who through roots her bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white blazes splendid as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne in hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire, direction, and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, Gandhavas, Yakshas, Homage with her tread and pace, destroying false magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to her, a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions heels adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Her full laughing with Tutade, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all Earth Guardians assembly. Shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments must shine. Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon-denning fire abiding. Rise, Seth, let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beated, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to a with seed letter of the shape of syllable, whom Pipa sapling shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair-mark moon of Deva-like form, with white spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings in the keen arouse to honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Trisososa, spirit, yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. And if you'll flip to the first base sheet, let's read Accepting Difficulties as a Path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas, through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So when Geshe-la arrives, we'll immediately start on the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga on page 22 in the Silver Prayer Book, page 7 in the booklet. And after we do that, we'll do the short mandala offering before the teaching, which is on the flip side of that base sheet, and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Then Geshe-la will start chanting the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, which is on the right below Accepting Difficulties as a Path. And Geshe-la has been teaching on karma, and I'm sure he'll probably go over what we've done before, but we're on the chapter on the varieties of karma, and we stopped on page 231. He was discussing the weights of the 10 non-virtuous actions. So we start with the Guru Yoga on page 22 in the Silver Book, page 7 in the booklet. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed in mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth. Renouncing the 8 worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drakpa to shine forever. Now, if you please turn to the bottom of page 26. It's also, on page 13 in the booklet, and where we cite the Migdzema 20 times, and then on to ourselves, and then on the 21st one, we'll chant together. Yeah. And we'll read the second stanza of the dedication. It's on page 21 in the booklet. In all my life, through the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one. Let me go look in the white prayer book. And we'll do the short mandala offering. Saji Perki
Good evening.
Good evening.
Enjoy Robina's teaching? Yeah, good. So now back to Lamrim. So it's really amazing, you know, so that today is not, you know, Saturday or Friday or Sunday. It's like weekday, so most of you walk. So it's, you know, really like amazing that you came to Kadamba Center to learn, you know, study Lamrim. So that's, you know, wonderful. I think it's really wonderful. So each one of us, you know, get benefit. You know, so me getting benefit reading Lamrim. So you also studying Lamrim. Each one of us get benefit. So this book has been taught today almost 650 years ago by Tibetan Master Lama Tsongkhapa, same native place. His own is Dalai Lama. He was born in Amdo. So 650 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. even in the Tibetan communities, you know, even in Tibetan communities, there's not many people get opportunity to study Lamrim. You know, so I think this is it's really, really, I think that it's really amazing. I think it's really amazing. You know? So that from Buddhist point of view, probably that, you know, you had the karma to meet Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, which is called like Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings is called golden rosaries. Kadam leche, such thing was. Kadam. No, said Kadamba centers. Kadam. Kadamba tradition is founded by Lama Atisha, then continues to Lama Tsongkhapa's. Lama Tsongkhapa. Also, all these masters, you know, all these masters, Kadam leche is the instructions taught by all those Kadamba masters. It's like golden rosaries. Each beads, you know, benefits. Each beads value something. So I think having when you read Lamrim, you know, so it's not something that everybody has, you know, get opportunity to study Lamrim. Mm-mm. So people who has opportunity to study Lamrim, so they have created the karma to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. Even the highly realized Lama, they cannot promise. No, if you ask them to, you know, okay, can you please make sure that next life I meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, even they cannot promise, you know. So they can promise for a better rebirth, but not to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. So I think this is, you know, so you are, like I said, so my point here is, you know, that you come here, some of you come right from the walk, right after the walk, so you really didn't get a chance to go to home, come here. So what my point is, you know, this is really worth it. Worth it? No, this is really worth it. You know, even just reading Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. So when you read, creating. So many Kadamba masters said, you know, the meeting Lamrim teachings, you know, is not something that is not easily come. You know, it's like, it's very rare opportunity. So I just want to remind you, you know, so that something to rejoice, you know, so and to coming right after the walk, coming to the Kadamba centers, you know, so starting Lamrim, this I think is really worth it. It's really worth it. Okay. So now, where we stop?
We stopped. We finished all the weights of karma, and I think now we're talking about discussion of the criteria for powerful actions.
So these teachings of karma, you know, teachings begin with the, under the title is called like Dele Tamche Gatsawa Lendele Ishik Teba Dele Tamche. Dele means goodness, all the goodness. Dele Tamche means all Dele Tamche means all the goodness. Tsawa means root. Lende, there's causalities. Ijige teba, that's called conviction faith. So now, what Lama Tsongkhapa is telling us is, Lama Tsongkhapa is repeating that. It's already been said by Lama Atisha. There's many, many generations between Lama Atisha and Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Atisha is the Indian master who came to Tibet, re-established Buddha Dharma. Then, you know, that tradition continues by many, many Kadamba masters. They were Lama Tsongkhapa, then Lama Tsongkhapa continues. Until now, it's been around, you know. Probably it's going to be around, probably. When you look at the monastery, so the Buddha Dharma will probably remain there probably a couple thousand years. They already produce many, many, you know, geishas there. So they will continue to teach, you know, the more and more people. Probably it will continue maybe a couple thousand years at least, you know. So what they are, you know, what they are telling us is that they are telling us, you know, Dele Tamche Gatsawa Lendele Ishik Teba, Lendele Ishik Teba. So that having a conviction faith into the causality, that is the root of all the happiness. When you narrow down, so then we should have, you know, conviction faith, or maybe, how to say, we should believe our own actions. No. We should, you know, we should develop some kind of, you know, like how is it, trust with our own actions. Action of our mind, speech, body, you know, so that's why last time I say, you know, we should think, you know, like we should not think all the time what I cannot do, what we cannot do. Rather we should think what we can do. No. Yeah, you can think something good, that is. But if you have, you know, conviction, faith, or maybe thinking something good is good for me, it's good for my health, good for me, good for my friend, good for everybody. So then that conviction, faith, you know, will help you to continue to think good. So having, how you say, I'm not sure how to say, my point is here, like having a conviction, faith, or developing conviction, faith, into causality, into, how you say, into or towards causality. Developing in causality. Where you say conviction, faith. Developing conviction, faith in causality. Okay. Developing conviction in causality. When you narrow down that differently, so then like developing conviction, faith in our own action. Does it make sense? Huh? Causality is not somewhere in the space, you know, so then we develop conviction, faith. It's our own actions. Huh? So then that is good, you know, that's good. You know? So that's, you know, this whole karma teachings begin under the titles. So then it makes sense, you know, what goes around, comes around. And you know, people don't say this very frequently, but they say, you know, once a while. One of the Julie's nephew, probably like he's like college kid, went probably to Dharamsala, you know. So Julie knows a lot of monks there. So Julie helped them. So then now, you know, those monks, you know, some of them are in Dharamsala. So they are taking very good care of this. William, that's Julie's nephew. So then he wrote in his journal, he says, see what goes around? Comes around. So people do stay once in a while. So there's no, each one of us, you know, should think under this title that what Lama Tsongkhapa said 650 years ago, you know, having a condition of faith into causality is the root of all the, you know, happiness or goodness or the happiness. So if you narrow down, differently, so then it comes on your own actions. So own actions, okay. Having as a developing conviction, faith in one's own actions. So that is probably the source or root of all your happiness. From there. So then we discussed it, you know. A little bit details about, you know, different types of karma and how you define some actions, you know, heavier and compared to other actions, and some actions are lighter than compared to that one. How you define that? How you figure that out? So we already discussed that, right?
Yes.
So now I need to find in Tibetan books.
We're almost on 178.
In the Tibetan text?
Yes, almost to 178.
when you think about, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, life, Lama Tsongkhapa's life, and how he spent his life, when you then, you know, what we call biography, you know, so when you think about Lama Tsongkhapa's life, Thangpo Jajin Thepa Mangtu says, Lama, in the beginning, Lama Tsongkhapa really studied, you know, studied all kind of, you know, books, not just in the Gelug tradition. He studied, you know, he received teaching from different lineages, you know, Kagyu, Nyingma, Sakya, Gelug, all, you know, every teaching that available, he studied all of them. Then, of course, you know, all the teaching they taught by Indian masters like, you know, Nagarjuna, Asanga, Dignaga, all of those, you know, so he read all of them thoroughly. Thangpo Jajin Thepa Mangtu says, that's the earliest part of Lama Tsongkhapa's life. He studied, so, all the books, Thangpo Jajin Thepa Mangtu. So then, in the middle, whatever he read or studied, so this all appeared to him as like instructions, quintessential instructions to improve his life, mind. In the middle, that's what happened to Lama Tsongkhapa. Everything that appeared as, you know, so. So that's very important. That's very important. So we are now reading Lam Rim. And maybe, you know, when we finish reading Lam Rim, so then I'm very much hoping that whatever that, you know, we've been studying the Lam Rim, it appears to us as a quintessential instructions. Pardon, Shulam Rim. Taman Yinzik Kundan 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 Yin whatever, the Lama Tsongkhapa applied them like one by one, apply into life. Day and night. And then he dedicated to, you know, to continue Buddha Dharma, you know, in the universe many years. So, to hear. The very purpose of hearing Lamrim is to, you know, to put into practice. Sheba in there. Otherwise, you know, like it's going to be like that, reading prescriptions. Not taking medication, but just reading, simply reading prescriptions and hoping, you know, it will benefit, you know, get some reading prescriptions. And some cases, you know, people don't bother to read prescriptions, just forget about taking medicine. So then, you know, if you have more time, I think that is good, you know, to think, you know, I say, sometimes I do worry, you know, so that we read too much. We read all kinds of books, you know, all kinds of books. We read very little that goes into heart. Reading, studying, going here, there, reading all kinds of books, reading this book, that book, you know, or maybe this better, then read this little bit, then, or maybe that one better, you know, read it. So they're kind of, you know, like losing a point. So even, you know, so something simple, something doable, something simple. Whenever people come to me, so generally I give them advice to say Tara mantra, recite 21 Tara phrases, or just say Om Mani Padme Hum, compassion mantra, you know. So that's, so in Tibetan communities, that's what they do, that's what they know. They only know how to say Om Mani Padme Hum. But they have, you know, some levels of faith into their practice, so it makes them very happy. So it makes them happy. So, including myself, all of my friends here, so we all, you know, should think to develop some kind of practice, you know, something that makes you happy. You know, I'm not talking about sensory pleasures. You know, something that you do, something you do during the day, it makes them happy. It's not nothing to do with the five objects. Form, sound, smell, textile, or taste. Textile is called five objects of desire realms. No, there's five objects. No, there's nothing to do with that. No, it's something that you do so that you kind of feel good. It makes you kind of happy. Oh? So something like that. No, it's very, very important from now on to think about. Can be reciting, simply reciting mani mantras, you know. Just saying mani mantras, just thinking about compassion. You know, so something like that. Okay, so then did we finish like the
all the weights of the 10 non virtuous actions? So we're ready to do like strength in terms of recipient, like if you do an action towards your guru or your parent.
Oh, so that like
yes, that's where we should start.
We all did discuss about the 10 non virtues.
Yes, we talked about the weights.
So that means now it's like more than one. Oh yeah. So now the begin with the what is it?
About powerful about
Niba Shala top that dembe Shala top that dembe lazy go do the tembala shis, huh? Top that dembe lazy go do the Lama Song was going to talk briefly about the powerful karma. Talking briefly about Prabhu karma, and then Prabhu divided into four subcategories. Shingi kone top cheva ho. Shing, no, you say merit field, refuge field. The field, there's something gross, something gross, like all the plant, all the fruit, all the food, most of the food that we eat grow from the field. Similarly, the merit grows, from the refuge field. Merit field, that's why they're called merit, that's why they're called field. Refuge field, when you say, you just say, I go for refuge, Buddha Lama Sangha, till I reach enlightenment, then so on, something. So then when you do refuge practice, so you just visualize. First you visualize whole merit refuge field, you visualize them. So then, then that's how you do refuge practice. So then you include all living beings, then you dissolve them, then set up, if you're doing any form of guru yoga practice, then you set up, marriage field, okay? That's why it's called field, because it grows so much, grows from there. Shingi gone top chewa, shing literally means field, shingi gone top chewa. So now the karma become powerful based on how do they say it in English?
Strength in terms of recipient. So actions directed towards three jewels, gurus.
Oh, so how did it begin?
Oh, a brief discussion of the criteria for powerful actions. And then strength in terms of recipient.
Shingi gone top chewa. The action is going to be powerful based on the field. That's a literal translation. The field means here refers to figure in within the refuge field, within the merit field. So these are the as object that refers to, okay? Chingi kun to chewa. Kunjosum, first one, three jewels. Lama che, then the master.
We're on page 231, sorry.
So, as a Buddhist, I think it's also His Holiness often says, we should become 21st century Buddhists. So that means all the Buddhists in Tibet, they are not 21st century Buddhists. so this become part of Tibetan culture. It's become part of culture. That's what people do in Tibet. You say, may our sending be happiness, cause happiness. It's become part of the culture. You know, so people say, so he's always saying that's not good enough. So no, you have to understand, you know. Or then people may, then I think he's concerned. Or then people may after many generations, people they think, oh, Buddhism, oh, that's preferred, that's Buddhism. Or maybe ultra, the image, or this, or maybe some kind of rituals, or maybe this prayer will, or maybe there's Buddhism. But you know, Buddhism is much deeper than that. So he's concerned, so he's encouraging all the, even the lay communities to study Buddha Dharma. So it's kind of, I say, not strange, but it's kind of unusual to see lay people doing debate, you know. Usually the monk does that, you know, it doesn't look very good in lay clothes doing debate. It's kind of now schools, there's all these kids, they are doing debate. anyway, so I think it's important to recognize, you know, like what is Buddha, how somebody become Buddha, you know, what is Buddha, what is Dharma, what is Sangha. So it's important to understand, you know, devote this very object as a Buddhist, we are taking refuge in, you know, so we should understand them. So then it needs to study. Lama, Lama, so there's no the spiritual master, teacher. Then, so now most of us are here aware the Lama has 10 qualities, right? 10 qualities, that's how you define Lama. So that's important. So Lama has qualifications, you know. Lama, Java, Pama, parents, so what is. So, so any like actions, the religious, any positive actions, similar or any negative actions related to any of those, it's become really heavier. And any positive actions has become very, you know, powerful, okay? Kunjasundaji. Taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, that's also one of them, you know. Lamache. Lamache Pamadusabachi. Then parent, you know? So generally speaking, then unfortunately, you know, some people do have, you know, doesn't have very good as a relationship with their parents, you know, so that's kind of unfortunate. But generally speaking, you know, parents, somebody who sacrificed so much to you know, to bring us up. So and anything that you do, thinking about them, even just reciting some kind of mantras, thinking about them, that's powerful merit. Any meditation, or they usually, you know, typically they say saying prayer. If say, let's say, if you are saying the one mala of Om Mani Padme every single day, then you can say, okay, maybe portion of the mantra, or you can think of, you know, your parents, you know, so that, you know, you can divide it that to dedicate it for different people. So, how much? Didalani samba shutabu meji pini chungushi jeja sunum. So now see, there are a couple of people at the center who think of their mother or their parents, you know. And I totally understand, you know, sometimes they feel like, you know, they don't have enough time for practice. So what I'll tell them, now you see in Lamrim, I'm not just making this up, now you see here in Lamrim, what Lama Tsongkhapa said 650 years ago. So I trying to tell them, you know, the very service they are giving for their parents is probably much more powerful than sitting like chicken and whole day long. So, you know, so then doing maybe making very little progress. So that's what now see, you now all of you see, that's why I tell them, you know, so they should think they are taking care of parents, or maybe you are sick people, taking whatever. That is what you are doing is very important practice. I'm not just saying thing them to make them happy. I'm just, you know, just want them to know. So please now, all of us now, whoever receives here, we all have responsible. So now, just to tell them, okay? There's a deal. The darling is somebody should have images. You don't have to have really strong intention or motivation. Or, you know, so let's say the darling somebody should have images. This is Lama Tsongkhapa's word. This is his word. Somebody should have a meeting, sir. even though you don't have strong motivations, you know, means like positive. Strong, if you don't have positive, strong positive motivations, that doesn't mean that your service is going to be something small. So that's misunderstanding. The merit is the power, the karma is going to be very, very powerful. Whether you have strong positive intention or not, the karma is going to be, you know, very strong. That includes saying, I go for refuge with Dharma Sangha, till I reach enlightenment, saying that prayer too. Tenya tenpa nyesha le junwa tabu deshe, chike to sanje dan chwe dan gundu thale ni, chumu shila na yang chumu ju deshe. Sanje dan chwe dan gundu ji majimu lamba teta le jang, risu timba, la puna sanje dan chwe dan shing tabu ju la. So this is probably no need to worry about here. So monastery, so people make a lot of offerings, you know, so they say, all the water bowls, you know, there's many, many water bowls, it's huge, it's not like this, it's small. They're probably like this, a little bit bigger than this, the middle one here, it's quite big, a little bigger than this. It's all made out of silver, pure silver. There's like 100 of them there in the monastery. So this is, you know, making offering to the whatever on the altar, you know, three jewels, and then make offerings. So that's why they make, you know, out of precious metals. So having the kind of, you know, increase the merit. That's why. So then, you know, unfortunately, sometimes people do steal. So these are belongs to three jewels, or everything that belongs to the, in people offer to the altar. So the altar, you know, belongs to the, this holy object. So then it's kind of like stealing from the holy object, you know. So and unfortunately, sometimes in the monastery, you know, it does happen, you know, time to time. So when it happens, monastery, they don't punish. Even though they catch them, they don't punish them at all, you know. So sometimes you get, you know, back what they steal. Sometimes you don't get it back. You don't get back anything. But and I think a couple of months ago happened here one time. But it's the same time that I say, you know, we are not going to call police. We are not going to, you know, put that person into jail. So that's exactly what we did. So anyway, so these are like, you know, this, there is like karma, is negative karma is going to be really powerful. So in the monastery, there's like a couple of mandala set. People put money, notes. Sometimes, you know, the people, they just come, you know, then, you know, they just check a couple of, you know, monies there. So that's, the monastery doesn't bother them, you know. So if they steal the one of the water bowls, you know, sometimes they check silver bowls. So then it's very obvious that, you know, somebody who takes care of the balls, a couple of balls is missing. So now what they talk about the Sangha,
Will they talk about the community?
That's called Sangha. That's Sangha.
Yeah.
That's like the Sangha within three jewels. Brother Sangha. Can you just give me? So what they say? Chowa manuwa.
Let's see. Well, they have a quote of mindfulness of the excellent teachings. You know, like
Chowa manuwa taba juwa me this shinchi vishi shinchi vishi se. Kade shal do duve go shik. So right after the community, what did they say?
Oh, after the community?
After the community.
Okay.
No, the community section.
The community section? You mean after the quote from the mindfulness of excellent teachings?
I thought like stealing, like from the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, gündüzü majemala vatada lejan risu timba larpuna
see, I guess
stealing from three jewels, then you know putting then making it giving back.
Okay, and yeah, and then the guru's parents and the like.
Yeah, so then
and then the, even if it's small, it become a misdeed, and the marriage is great. And then he quotes the mindfulness excellent teachings. If you take something small from the Buddha, the teaching, or the community,
yeah,
the fault.
Then after that.
Okay. And then if you have stolen something that is the means for sustenance of the community, you will fall to rebirth as a living being in a great hell.
Can you repeat this?
If you have stolen something that is the means for sustenance of the community, you will fall to rebirth as a living being in a great hell. So if it's something that they need to live on, like their food.
So this is not something we don't need to worry about here. No, here, no. So no need to worry about. So just to know, but that's all. Just to know. Cheba do gundiji je dama ham meto kam jebut samchi suja ji je na sinje nyawa chi mucha wada jala rimbo na. It's not exact. I don't think it's exactly like that. Exactly like that. But you know, like. Anything that belongs to the communities, whether there's like Sangha community or any communities, you know, so that, you know, so many, because it's not doesn't belong to one person, it belongs to many, many people. So that's why it's, you know, karma is like becoming like, how you say, heavier, okay? Well, it's not just Sangha community. How we are doing? Excited or bored? Yeah, now, right now. Right this moment. Anyway, so let me read a little bit. If you agree, okay, so then I'll continue to read a little more, okay? Cheba do gundi jidze dama medo gan jibu zan suje jena tini nyawa chimbo jiwa jen jala rinbo na tayang cho gomba ro kam tu chunzo kala meba da yira zan rongo chede lo mabu dunga nyo se nimi cheba nimi nyingo le sung su uche xenya gundi da genlo na ngoba I think people are generally speaking, you know, here in the West, people are kind of like honest, straightforward, you know, so kind of direct, you know. It's all good. So we're kind of mindful, you know, about, you know, like taking people's possessions without giving all these things. That I think I realize, being here 15 years, kind of people are, you know, like say, always worry about that, you know, breaking the law, you know, always worry about that, follow the law, you know. So then some part of the world, you know, so people don't like. I guess, well, their life is so difficult, so, you know, simply they can, you know, some of them, there's no law, some kind of, even though they have some law, you know, people don't, you know, that's why there's so many corruptions, not just government level, you know, within the community too, it's not just government level, you know, so within the community, and here is much better, am I right? Yeah, am I right? So, yeah, you've been all to India, so, Nepal. So this is good news. So, saying like somebody, you know, like is there flowers they're giving to the Sangha member, or maybe somebody give me samba, if you take the samba, so that's no good. So you know samba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't think anybody likes samba here. So this is generally speaking about the Sangha communities. So then within the Sangha community, if somebody is Bodhisattva, who already developed, already have realization of compassion, bodhicitta, Gendi Junanja, Chanju Sembe Kanzani, Gimmege, Shing, Shindo Topche, Tebetop Chebala, Jubi Chaja Dorjo. So we have no idea, you know. Maybe there's some Bodhisattva here too. So, they're saying in Tibetan, "Me rimunam chiri ta rimuchle." Means the trigger stripe you can see, but human stripe you cannot see. That means inside, you know, we can. That means don't judge, you know. So you can judge, you know. So you don't know who is who. So only enlightened being can tell who is enlightened or who is not enlightened. Besides that, you know, we are not in a position to judge somebody based on our own perceptions. So. Then even if there is Bodhisattva within the Sangha community, Gendiji Nanja, Chanju Sembe, Kanzani, Gimmege, Shing, Shindo Topche Des, Tebe Top Chebala Jubi Chayadore, Garshi Gitrana, Cho Chu, Simje Tamji Tsuyla, Muna Da Chukba Ve, Chue De Chanzenla, Jabi Chode Duna, Bharavati Midawasa. If you read the Guide to Bodhisattva Way of Life, chapter number 6, which talks about patience, in the very beginning, Shantideva said, like getting like angry or annoying Bodhisattvas, they are probably annoying Mother Teresa, is probably not a good idea. Because somebody who dedicated entire life to just to serve people. So if you annoy that person, it's not good, you know, so discouraging that kind of individual is not good. Disturbing their mind is not good. So because the things they do, So that's the same exact like Bodhisattva. Day and night, only thing they are thinking is well-being other sentient beings. If one sentient beings disturb that person's mind, so can you imagine how that person will feel? Because they are exactly only thing they are thinking is the well-being of other sentient beings. So now the one sentient beings is being very rude to that person. Then you know that's why his karma is going to be heavier. You know, if you discourage that person to work for other living beings, so then it's not good. So that's why there's Tamazong saying this. Huh? It's like disturbing ordinary person, ordinary in the sense somebody who has bodhicitta and somebody who doesn't have bodhicitta. In that sense, person who doesn't have bodhicitta is considered as ordinary beings. So that's the difference, you know, difference disturbing their mind. So this is all about like the karma becomes stronger or heavier based on the field. So when I say field, that means the figure within the refuge field or within the marriage field. Okay, well, so that's finished. Lama Tsong was quoting many sutras. So this is good. So then, if you look at these two sutras, it's somewhere here in this book. If you look at the sutra, exactly you're going to find exactly the way Lama Tsong was quoted, you're going to find. So then that's how, you know, you can't just say, oh, that's what I think, you know. Or maybe that's what I assume. Then it's not like that. That's what Lama Tsong was quoting. If you look at the sutra, you're going to find exactly the same sutra that Lama Tsong quoted in Lamrim, you'll find there. So now, now the second one.
A strength in terms of support, like vows.
Right now, as I said, no, it's all about learning. It's all about learning. So then, second, in the end, is taking advantage. Taking advantage. The second is to see them as like something very important instructions. So now this is talking about somebody who knows how to purify. So generally speaking, what people do, when it's come down to purification, what they do, for opening powers, I don't think that everyone knows.
You mean in general, Geshe-la?
Yeah, so before you become Buddhist, what do you do? If you feel something bad, what do you do?
Apologize.
Make a what?
Make it right, whatever you've done.
What is that? Make it right?
Make it right.
Oh, make it right. Okay.
I'm sorry. I made a big mistake. I'm sorry. I did this. I'm sorry. I hurt you. It wasn't the wise thing to do. Please excuse me.
So that's like if you hurt someone.
Yeah.
Apologize. Then like if you are not, if I say, how is about your own actions towards your. Do they feel good? Do they feel good?
No, they feel guilty. I mean, the first thing is you feel guilty. I did something bad. So then you ask.
Okay, now this is good. What is the difference between feeling bad and feeling guilty?
Yeah.
What's the difference between?
Guilty tends to have this feeling that I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
So blaming yourself.
Feeling bad? Different between feeling bad.
Regretful. I'm sorry I did not.
Can you get the microphone?
Which ones people say more frequently? Feeling bad or feeling guilty?
It just depends on the situation, I think, Geshe-la. Yeah.
Huh?
It just depends, Geshe-la. Could be either.
Which one's better to use? Which one is better to use, feeling bad or feeling guilty?
Feeling bad probably is less heavy. I feel bad I forgot my purse at home. Not that big a deal.
Oh.
But I feel guilty that I really hurt that person.
Do people say I feel guilty that I left my purse at home?
No.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, because guilty implies
here.
You did something.
Just a second. Yeah.
Guilty implies some sense of sin, that you did something wrong. You knew you shouldn't have done it, or you didn't realize at the time that you were doing it, and then you see, I did that bad thing. And then you feel really guilty. Oh,
if you don't know, if you don't know beforehand, that karma is lighter. So please understand that.
Guilty.
If you don't know, it's the wrong thing to do. Then later on you find out it's the wrong thing to do. The karma is not heavier. It's lighter.
If so you that, feel guilty,
yeah.
It is usually an action.
So that guilt should be lighter.
To do with the wrongdoing.
That guilty should be lighter guilty.
No, feeling bad would be lighter. Because you feel sad.
So if you do something, then later on you find out it's that's the wrong thing to do. Then you say, I feel guilty.
It's something you did non-virtue. You did something unethical or something in non-virtue.
So maybe there's some problem with the translation.
Yeah, if you did
well,
not
maybe,
know.
Maybe my English is there.
Yeah. What I hear you saying is if you did not know that something was wrong, but you did it, then afterwards...
You find out,
oh, you shouldn't have done that. So are you asking, do you feel guilty? Do people feel guilty about that?
Oh.
Is that what you're asking?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, but I think people would feel less guilty because they didn't intend to do it.
Oh, that's good. Less guilty. That means that their karma is also lighter.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, so this is like here, like different between like, say, Am I making any sense? If somebody who knows how to purify, their karma is, even this negative karma is lighter than a person who don't know how to purify. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's good. If it makes sense, then I don't need to explain. I don't have to make extra effort to make to, you know. Not, this is not talking about action itself. You are not weighing the action itself, because the person is going to be lighter. But not doesn't mean the action is lighter. Say you lie, I lie, somebody knows how to purify. I don't know how to purify. The karma now, this karma, there's one karma. For Shankar is lighter. For me is heavier. So that karma itself is not heavier, it's the same, But you know, understand? The example they use, even small piece of metal, like this piece of metal, if you throw, it will sink to the water. If you make it like ball, or maybe a little bigger, maybe like water ball, made of this, when you throw, it won't sink. It just flow, but the same metal, you know. So that means, you know, so you learn how to make it lighter, the flow.
Okay, so that's interesting. So you're saying that if two people lie, if you lie and I lie,
that's a piece of metal.
Okay,
yeah.
It's a piece of metal. Yes,
yeah.
And I purify.
Oh.
Right.
That means you already made a water bowl.
Okay, so but I thought that the reason. Okay, so I didn't realize that. I thought that when you purify, what you're doing is that you're stopping the metal from growing, right? Because karma also grows, right?
That karma can be purified from the root. The sudden karma
right.
is very difficult to purify from the root, but most of karma, you can purify them.
Okay.
Really purify, not just...
So basically, so then what that means is, for me, the metal is almost non-existent.
Yeah, it's gone for good.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. And for other karmas, you can keep it low, the metal... small amount because you're stopping it from growing if you can't purify it from the roots.
Yeah, the same is like making water bowl out of this
right.
piece of metal.
Okay.
So it's not going to sink. It's going to flow there, you know.
Got it. Thank you.
Oh yeah. 자제 공부 중에 쉬 듣는 시간에 진인도 세번의 체양에 땡도 좋아 신도 땡도 좋아 세번도 나 mēkē pāntā kēpē chibi dīpā chīwa yāngasūndē sēyā mī chēyā sūdō tē yī jīnzēnē So can you please Kamala, can you read this part a little bit? In English, a little bit loud.
Where do you want me to start? After about the iron? After that? Oh, you want, what about the Great Final Nirvana Sutra? Should we skip that?
No, right there. Can you read that?
Okay. Just as a fly that is struck to nasal mucus cannot extricate itself, so the ignorant cannot extricate themselves from even small shortcomings.
Why is it, it's funny?
Very, very vivid and understandable.
1300 Tibet.
Because of this, I didn't see anything that's funny here.
Okay, so we need some cultural explanation here. We don't do that here in the West, but in Asia, people just put their finger on one side of their nose and just blow their nose hard right out on the street. And then they do it to the other side and blow that side out on the street. And if you're in the way, you can get...
It's a cultural explanation.
Yeah, they have no tissue
paper. In Asia, people put their finger on one side of their nose and just blow their nose out on the street, and then they do the other side. And so the flies come and they get in that, and that's where this image comes from. We don't do that here in the West. So this is a cultural thing.
Oh.
But it's disgusting.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what you say, the gross?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, so there are certain things, there are certain things here in this country, people, you know, I say, care so much over there. Not big deal at all.
Well, if the Buddha said it, then it should be fine. This is a sutra, so if the Buddha said it, it's fine.
Yeah, but that happened in India quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is a sutra.
Because it's 2,000 years ago we're talking.
Yeah, it's now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But somebody asked why it's in the sutra, right?
Oh. So just go. I mean, let me read in Tibetan, so I didn't see this here, was it? Tijin dejin se timu chen jambu nganab la ale timu chen jambu nganab la jarwa jumi ni bantra se nyeba chungu le jango jumi okay so nice so so they are talking of fly that kind of like
stuck
or glue or trap
yes because they're too ignorant
Yeah, so that's like, I think so. So, in 1985, His Holiness gave Kala Chakra initiation in Buddhgaya, 1985, long time ago. So, yeah, this, you know, like, how is this? This you see all the time in India, so, but I'm not going to say. I'm like, huh? Yeah, sell. Yeah. So, I don't have any money. So that by then I don't have any money. So I've almost no money. So I'm just walking around, always wanting to eat some ice cream. Ice cream, but doesn't look nearly good as this country. Ice cream that on the stick. So that's like. So, just hoping that somebody will give you ice cream. So that's just daydreaming. Walking around this on the bicycle, there's a box made out of wood. In the plot, they put a plastic bag in the book, in this box. So that's where they store this ice cream. So there's there were bicycles. So if you get their beginning, so you get whole ice cream. Then if you get after a couple of hours, most of them is called melted. But they end up paying the same price. Anyway, so during the Kala Chakra, so I'm walking around And you're asking placement. People saying, what elder monks eating ice creams, but something from here. It's like... So then and I don't want to eat ice cream at all at that time. So, so that's also... But you never ever see. You, here you never ever see. Under their cold, they get cold or... Everybody's so clean, you know, you never ever see that here. So, anyway, sorry to share that story. Timu je damu jang minu je nyawa nyawa chungu le jang nyawa chungu le jang minu je jisim je miki wa chungu minu lahi tene tene chun chun chabe ngaji gewa ta yujen dibe ma chabe na. So now here. No, in the, some church, you go there, there's some special room with the bar. Some kind of, like, yeah, then, you sit there, you know, then you talk, then somebody comes, the priest comes, you talk. So that's the first stages you must say. Talk. That's the initial stage. And to purify, first we have to say. That's why, you know, so that's why they are telling, this was part of the purification. That's why I published this in the church, you know, that's what they have. So in the monastery, so you just stand up, so you, like in 4,000 monks, you just tell. You know, so, not now, long time ago, not now. So nyeba chungu le jo me se chuen chi on te chuen cha pe so now the second one is like hiding a what is it right after the that
for the well they can't do virtuous actions because they're without regret even though they have previous virtuous actions they defile them with sins because they hide their faults. The causes of experiencing a fruition of a non-virtue in the present lifetime are therefore transformed into causes of great suffering and become causes for experiencing a very severe hell.
So this is, you know, it is kind of like discouraging or encouraging? Huh? Studying karma. Huh?
Encouraging.
Yeah. Encouraging because, you know, if you have, as I mentioned earlier, if you have conviction, faith in your actions, those things can be prevented. Prevent? You can prevent. You know, it's not like, you know, somebody's judging or so. You can prevent them. So that's good things. You know, you can prevent them. It's a good thing. You know, never too much. Only. Lama Atisha, you know, is, yeah, he's very. He's not scared of death. He's not scared of losing something, you know, that belongs to him. He's very scared of, you know, doing. He's very scared of negative actions. So then, you know, it is. So basically, to be mindful. I think this is, you know, like learning. So and learn that, you know, how to prevent and having a conviction faith within oneself, you know, within your actions. You know. So there's something we can do. It's done. If it's like something, there's nothing we can do, that's really discouraging. But it's not like that. There's something we can do. So then please remember, as I said many times, don't just think, oh, I can't do 35 Buddha prostrations. There's one purification practice. That's not easy. Like there's a lot of, you know, throwing your body on the ground and coming up. That's kind of difficult. You know, honestly speaking, there is no easy solutions. What are the options to make you feel good? Feel good about something that you did wrong. So that's not easy. You know. So as I say, oh, Vajrasuddha mantra. Oh, there's like 100 syllables. I don't think I can say. That's quite long, 100 syllables. There are so many different ways, you know, you can just create merit, you know. So just, you know, as I mentioned, when you come to the center, you go around the stupa. when you read the benefit, it's like mind blowing. You know, so you just go one round. It's not chasing by Gishikelek. You're just going by deliberately. So then the meditation on compassion, you know, meditation on compassion is really powerful. Really powerful. It's like spark. You don't think, oh, this is tiny, but it could burn whole hair. Spark. It's like that. When I say meditation on compassion, when I say meditation on compassion, what I mean is to think about compassion. Think about compassion. When you think about compassion, that is meditation on compassion. So, thinking, analytical meditations, you know, or maybe remembering, reading something in newspaper, some kind of tragic news, remembering someone, something, and just thinking, use this as a object, you know, so then meditation on compassion is you can read, you know, different quotes from different masters, you know. So basically it means thinking about compassion. That's really, really powerful meditations. Very powerful meditations. It purifies. Okay? Mm-hmm. So then, you know, like, if somebody who already, some of you out there who already know Vajrasana mantras, and this is like, reminding, or maybe trying to encourage you. When you look at the stanza, what the stanza before we say the Vajrasana mantra?
Merely thinking your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus, do you
just remembering? Just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasana names purifies, not just one, all. It says very clearly. Now, what is the problem? Problem is, do I have conviction faith in that statement? I don't. Do I feel bad certain things? Yeah, I do. I do feel bad certain things that I did. What I do, I just feel bad. That's why I do nothing. So how's about if you just say like a couple of words of mantras with, you know, some kind of faith? After that, will you feel good? If the answer is yes, why we don't do? No, so and the practice exists. We exist, but doesn't benefit. So and it's not something we cannot do. There's something we can do, because we can do. So then I think we must do for your own benefit. For your own happiness, we must do. Otherwise, as I mentioned before, thinking something negative. Out of negative mind, what you're thinking is negative, what you're doing is negative. That is pushing yourself far and far, far to the darkness. Eventually you cannot see anything. You can see anything. The beautiful of purification practice, you do think about something negative. Out of positive intentions, you do think about something positive. Negative, out of positive intentions, then you do something for that. And after that, you feel good rather than feeling bad. Based on my tiny, tiny experience. You feel good. It's kind of amazing. But you are not feeling good about something you did wrong, but you're feeling good. But remembering something that I did wrong does not always hurt. That's not true. No. If you do something for that, that in the end, you feel good instead of feeling bad. Maybe that's the way to get rid of guilt. We need to try. We need to try. So this is all the purification practice is about, That's why...
Okay, Shala. Could you teach us that practice of Vajrasattva for purification?
Practice of Vajrasattva, purification practice?
Yes.
I think Rinpoche has a lot of books here. Lama Zopa Rinpoche has a small booklet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, of course, yeah, sure.
Could you teach us that mantra and that practice?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sometimes.
That would be so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So, but this, you can read. You can read here. The Rinpoche put it together, small booklet. If you can't do all of them, don't worry. So that's my thinking. Oh, I have to learn all of that. So I don't think I can learn all of that. So maybe I'm not going to do. Then I'm not going to do nothing. Then something. I'm saying just say mantra. Just say mantra. There's longer version. There's 100 syllables. The short is very short. Om Vajrasadam Hu. That's all you say. In one breath. Otherwise, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking when you talk to somebody who's feeling very bad. There's nothing much you can do, even though you want to do. There's very limited you can do. You know, so the best thing, if you encourage them to do something, then that person will feel good. So that's the best thing. Deliberately, voluntarily doing something, you know, something for, you know, you, me, everybody. You know, we all have something negative thing to think about. You know, our life has not been perfect. That's why it's called part of samsara, you know. So then, you know, so then like feeling, you know, what I'm trying to say is, you know, all my friends, including myself, we all should try. We all should try, you know, say maybe natural compassion. That's not that difficult. You think something, you know, something, you know, there's always, there's news on the newspaper, there's no, all kind of, you can just think something. Maybe, you know, like some part of Africa, you think something about. So, like, you need, in order to mature into compassion, you need to observe or witness some kind of suffering. Without that, you can't mature into compassion. You need to think about something like that, okay? So then, it's so easy to do, but the benefit is so powerful. Zapatru Rinpoche, the Nyingmapa master, Zapatru, said it many times throughout his books. He said, when you summarize four images of prayer, that is compassion. That's why this prayer will, you know, this like this as a filled with mantra, which is, you know, mantra of compassion. So then when you tune that, you know, it also helps, you know, to say, you know, mantra, you know, that's why the Tibetan people, this is part of the culture in Tibet, you know, the handheld one that then this Omani, they all think about compassion, you know. So please don't think, okay, so maybe I can't purify. No, I cannot purify. Because there's no Tathagata Buddha prayer is complicated. Vajrasattva prayer is kind of complicated. All the visualization is complicated. But there's something we can do. Something we can do. You know, so just going around the stupa. So it will purify. It will purify, definitely purify. No doubt, it will purify. Okay? Oh, yeah. So we all participated. We are all part of the stupa. It's even greater. We are all part of the stupa. So you all contributed. So you just go one round. So they purify. So that can be your purification practice. Whenever you feel bad, just come here, go around the stupa. After that, if you feel good, then that's good. So that's what you do, you know, then you come there, okay? So now time is over, so I'll stop here. And I'm continuously going to talk about meditation and compassion in the next couple of Sundays. And it's very important here, if you are so busy, there are so many things that you do, or maybe so many things you created to do, you know. So there's something simple, something doable, something simple that you can do. And that's next couple of Sundays I'm going to talk about compassion. You know? So then next Wednesday, continue to read. And please also, I hope you will read at home. Okay. Dageshin yin sabin gyawa de ten dan dwa kula kanda da chepa chuna tenbe nyimbo rindo sashe shio. So I'm going to say a couple of mantras for your long, healthy, happy life, good health, couple of mantras, you know, that can kind of prevent from untimely death. You know, there's a couple of mantras that prevent from the lower realms. So I'm going to say this couple of mantras, okay, for your well-being. So please, you just sit there, listen. It will take only 2 minutes.
제와당전도리당하다 이제 보내기 위해서 와신이 제와당전 신태다 신주남하다 막 군내인 줄